An NPO is doing the most during COVID-19 pandemic. The NPO empowers youth from disadvantaged communities to get tech savvy and ready for the already happening fourth industrial revolution. The NPO aims to transform lives through education and innovation. Well, we're joined online by Asia Adams, who's going to talk to us through this. Asia, assalamu alaikum, and shukran so much for joining us on Breakfast 91.3 FM.
Assalamu alaikum. Shukran so much for having me. I had coffee, so I'm good.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Listen, am I pronouncing this correctly when I said Abagukuli?
It's Abagukuli.
Abagukuli. I'll get there.
That's right.
I'll get there. Once I get once I get my coffee going, then, you know, I'll click on it. I'll click on everything, yeah. Like, my name is Ghulam. By the end of this interview, you'll probably say Ghulam. You know, but nonetheless.
We don't change the meaning, though.
No, man, listen, so tell us more about this. You know, what does it mean?
Abagukuli means transformers in Zulu, and I think our philosophy is to transform lives, and with the 4R and with all the skills that are out there, that's basically what we were aiming to do.
Okay, and the kids, you know, how are the kids selected and what are you skilling them in?
So the learners that we select is from various areas, but our criteria is basically disadvantaged youth. Mm. So those that are unemployed, those that come from disadvantaged areas that are struggling to sustain themselves economically or help feed their families. It started out just with, let's see if we can find some learners here. We're probably on a database of like 6,000 waiting learners wanting to do the program. And that just shows that either we are not skilling the right thing or we're just skilling the absolute right thing. One of the two.
Now, Asia, you know, you're saying that the NPO sort of empowers youth from disadvantaged communities. What exactly is your vision and your main focus, and how exactly do you uphold this?
Assalamu alaikum, Sabida. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Our main focus is for sustainability. When we had a vision, it was basically not for kids to be employed. It was for them to be self-sustainable through freelancing, entrepreneurship, and cooperatives. It was a quick turnaround of a skill that could be self-sustainable. And that is what our vision is. And looking at the 4IR, if you look at we follow the World Economic Forum all the time to look that we are up to date. If you look at it, there'll be 90 million jobs that will be available, and 80 million people will be retrenched globally, which means that are we actually preparing people for the 4R? I read an article which said 65% of jobs of grade R to grade 7 learners, I must get into the grades, have not been created yet. So are we really gearing our kids up to 4R? And we wanted to say, well, let's stop the disconnect. Let's break it. Let's, clamp down on that bridge and say, in the disadvantaged and impoverished areas, you're kind of in survival mode. So you do what you have to. You go into a call center. You go into the retail. Can we not give them a quick skill where they can do it either from home, as a cooperative, or start up their own?
So in terms of these skills, perhaps, you know, tell us the impact that you're making in terms of these disadvantaged communities. When you go in there, what exactly are we doing?
So the disadvantaged communities, basically, these are just learners that have the passion, they have the savvy, you know, they have the drive, and they're just struggling financially. So we go in there and we offer things like remote pilot license, that's your drone license. Beyond visual line of sight, that's also a drone, but you can't see it, so that's your bigger drones, surveillance, and for any commercial use that you need to do. And then we do coding. We do 3D printing. We do laser cutting. So we're doing all of these robotics, artificial intelligence, that you can do freelancing from here and do some work in, let's say, Argentina. Mm. And you can do it just by investing. I mean, we helped an NPO. And they could set up their own computers through the Arduino electronics that we did and coding under 2,000 Rand.
Nice.
To build up your own. You know, we're trying to make things sustainable that people can generate income in a quick quicker turnaround time. I must be honest, I have a huge, huge problem with the business admin learnerships and the normal learnerships that we take them a year through. Kids are suffering through that 12 months in their family. They're being told, you're not bringing money, you're wasting your time. And when they're done after that year, they get no jobs because we're mismatching the skills to what the jobs are needed in this country, first of all. And we keep on teaching our kids that jobs are important as opposed to do it on your own, start now, you've got the drive. Just because there's no money doesn't mean that you can't do it. There's a way.
Asya, what have been some of the success stories?
Oh, so many. You know, this is where I get all motherly. But so many stories. I mean, we've had learners who, your top celeb artists in this country, they're actually using our learners for the drone videos, music videos that they do.
Nice.
Every time I see a music video, I'm like, oh, that's our learner that's doing it. We've had learners that are in the research labs for huge universities into the drones as well. We've had people doing coding, laser cutting, starting their own business on their own, so they do the Islamic calligraphy on their own. We've had this project that we're doing now for disabled learners where we want them to do 3D mapping. We've had so many success stories. I think I just did an article in the week in August and we interviewed some of the learners. We've even got a learner that's busy working on a Netflix video shoot right now, international Netflix video shoot, using the drones and using what the skills that they received, which is the software as well.
Now, also, you know, already, you know, just while listening to you, people are asking, you know, for your contact details. But before we get into that part, you know, so I'm going to ask you to explain some of the success stories which you have, you know, but how can the community get on board and support this initiative as well?
Look, we've had so many people requesting us to take their kids on. And, of course, with our passion, we want to take on everyone. So with the communities, those working in companies, get us in touch with your company. We'd love to use their corporate social investment, socioeconomic spend. And also, if you have any skill you have to offer, shout. We don't have all the skills. We have the passion, and we connect with people, strategic partners. So if you have the skill, whether it be marketing, whether it be social media, digital campaigns, anything that you're able to do, please shout if you think that you can add value, of which I think you can. And then tell the community to tell your NPOs in this country that they're investing in the wrong skill. Let me just be upfront about it. And I am very, very vocal about it. You know, we cannot keep doing the skills that's not creating the jobs. How many people have business management and business administration and all these learnerships, and they're not doing anything? And an appeal to all the NPOs, especially our Muslim NPOs, please make contact with us. We'd like to rethink, re-strategize what we're doing for our community and how we can change it.
And how do people get in contact with you, Asya?
They can call us. So they can call me on this number that you guys called me on. It's 021-023-1269. Alternatively, they can get hold of us on our website, which is www.abagukuli, which is ABAGUQULI.co.za.
Abagukuli.
Abagukuli. Hey, Gulam.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Not Gulam, you know, Gulam.
Sorry. Next thing, you can actually do the coding course after that. and then also you can contact us on our email address, which is info@abagukuli.co.za. ABAGUQULI.
Yes, it's just with your spirit. And you need to let me know what type of coffee it is that you consume.
Yeah, it's not the same one we're drinking.
It's definitely not the same coffee that we're drinking.
When it's on special, you got to go.
Nice, nice. I said we're going to have to leave it there. Shukran for your time this morning. All of the very best. Her number, of course, 021-023-1269. That's the number. You can give her a call.